Hi, this is Megan Johns, and you're listening to Shanghai Comedy Corner.
Hi, this is Julian for Shanghai Comedy Corner podcast. Last month, I traveled to the U.S. as part of Smack Shanghai's Chicago Tour Intensive, 10 days of improv shows to watch, perform, plus daily workshops and encounters with the best of the best in the improv mecca that is Chicago. I was very excited to interview some of the great minds of improv while I was there, and I am even more excited to offer it to you now for your listening pleasure. Megan Johns is a bubbly and bouncy teacher, performer, writer, improviser, and director who has lived in Chicago for 13 years and strives to actively, joyfully, and adventurously make theater happen, mainly at the Annoyance Theater. Megan can be seen in Burlesque Is More.
Thank you, Megan, for being here today. It's an honor. We just had a class with you.
Yeah.
And can you give us a little bit more of a background first in improv?
Sure. Sure. So I am from Virginia, have always been very loud and outgoing and a weirdo. And I grew up just doing all sorts of theater and drama, but never improv. And then I had a couple of friends that did improv in Chicago and said that it was fun and it was worth trying. So I actually moved here, not for improv. I just moved here because I wanted to be in a big city that wasn't New York and wasn't LA. And so I came here and just started taking classes with my roommate at the time. And then that was in 2003. So that was 13 years ago. A very long time. A very old woman. And I fell in love with it and started doing more and more. So I started at IO and went through classes there and was on a team, a house team there, a Herald team. And then luckily during that time, our team broke up, but I had started taking classes at the Annoyance. So then I was taking classes here. And then I started teaching about 3 years after that. Mick asked me to do splatter theater 1 year, right when I first started the Annoyance. And that was sort of my first show. And now I'm so lucky to get to do stuff all over the place. I do stuff with Second City and I'm in a theater company. So it's always about improv and collaboration is my big thing, creative collaboration.
So we see you today at the Annoyance. You're part of the Annoyance family.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about this particular theater that you really enjoy? One of the things that make you just jive about being here?
I like that there are a lot of weirdos here and not creepy weirdos that you're afraid of, but weirdos you want to spend time with. Meaning, I think it's a nice difference in Chicago in that here you find people who seek to do all the things that everywhere else tells you not to do necessarily. So you get people trying new things, experimenting things, maybe doing strange, dark, weird shows that maybe fail or don't work. And something that I really love about the Annoyance is that it gives you a place to try those things and it gives you a place to experiment. And I think that's really important for any sort of creative art, but especially something where you're making everything up as you go. It's really good to have a place that supports you discovering whatever you want to discover. And it supports people discovering what makes them really unique. And I also think that is a really important thing to remember in the world of comedy, because it's so easy to start comparing yourself to everybody else and trying to do what everybody else does. And I think there's something really important in recognizing the individual, because no one's ever going to do what you do,
yeah,
ever.
If people want to see you or talk to you or just see you perform, where do they go? What do they do?
They come to the Annoyance in Chicago, or they probably am in Chicago doing stuff. Occasionally, I teach workshops all over the place. I've been all around the country doing that, but I will go anywhere in the world. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
No, I love teaching so much. I get so excited about new people and meeting new groups that are also on this weird path of discovering improv together. I think it's really magical and important. They could probably also find me on the internet. I don't do a very good job of hiding my identity. So if you promise to be nice to me and not too creepy, you can find me on the internet. I'm so happy to talk to anybody with questions about just collaboration, life, what's good to eat, what music you're listening to, that kind of thing.
Thank you for being so generous. Is there any last thought you'd like to share?
I would like to say that you're going to have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Are you excited about
it?
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait for you guys to do the Lola here, your form
yes.
that you've created. And I'm just so glad you guys are here in Chicago.
Yes, we've made it.
Have a great time while you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast would like to thank its partners, Smack Comedy, Shanghai's home for comedy, and Shanghai Comedy Club, www.theshanghaicomedyclub.com, and Stand Up Comedy SH on Facebook. Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast is available on iTunes Podcast, on Lijia FM in China, and you can follow its official accounts on WeChat at SHCC Podcast, on Facebook at Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, and on Twitter at SH Comedy Corner. Comedy Corner.